Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is Trances People Live and the numbers to call. If you want to get in and talk about having what you want in any area of your life, you can dial 1-866-254-1579. That's toll free. 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, like me, I'm in London right now, you can ring us on 001-760-918-4300. Before we get to the phones, again, remember, if you phone in, you can hear the show while you're on hold. I just want to talk a little bit about what I mean by trances people live. It's a phrase that I first heard in a book of the same title by a man named Stephen Walensky. And it was referring to the fact that hypnotic phenomenon, I'm in London right now teaching an NLP training. NLP is the field that sort of I started out in, neuro-linguistic programming. And it's almost like a waking mind hypnosis, where you really learn how to use the various trances that we go in and out of throughout the day to make changes. And what I mean when I say trances, that sounds maybe a bit exotic or, you know, like something you've not experienced, but almost everyone I've ever talked to knows elevator trance. Right, where you step into an elevator and you kind of switch off and pretend you sort of hallucinate that there's nobody else in the elevator, and your vision kind of narrows and you go inside, and then all of a sudden the elevator door opens and boom, you're back into your normal waking trance. Maybe you know car trance, where you're driving down the street and you're thinking about this and you're thinking about that, and suddenly you look up and hopefully, you know, you don't have to slam on the brakes. But you suddenly come to and you go, oh my God, I've been lost in thought. And that phrase, lost in thought, that's quite literal. We can get lost in these different trances. There's other trances. There's your work trance, the mode that you go into almost automatically when you're at work. And some people get into trouble because they've also got a family trance and they don't switch between their work trance and family trance very well. There are whole culture trances. I remember as a kid, one of my favorite snacks was peanut butter and lettuce. Now, if you're not in that particular trance, that might sound very odd to you, but it's actually an amazing, just a really nice, healthy, fun snack. But when I first moved to the United Kingdom and I first said to my wife, hey, can we have some peanut butter and lettuce? She looked at me like I was insane. And from within her culture trance, I was. But within my culture trance, that's just what people eat. That's a healthy snack. And it wasn't, I actually, you know, her trance was so compelling, I joined it. And I began to think that peanut butter and lettuce was a very strange thing until I was back home in the States, back where everyone else was in the same strand, the same trance as I was. And all of a sudden, peanut butter and lettuce was peanut butter and lettuce, hey, make some for me. And I'd forgotten. Because this is the thing about a trance. When you're in it, it feels incredibly, it feels as real as the rest of your life. It feels like what's really going on. I remember once heading out to a meeting, and it was a really important meeting, so I gave myself 2 hours to get there, and it should have only probably taken 45 minutes. And I got in the car, and I couldn't find my keys. And I looked everywhere. I couldn't find my keys. I went back into the house, and I spent almost 45 minutes looking for my keys. Suddenly, I went, oh, I know. There's a spare set. So I got the spare set. And I got in the car and I started the car and I drove off and I got like 100 yards down the road and there was this weird clanking sound outside and I kind of freaked out. And I went, okay, it's a flat tire. I'm going to miss this important meeting. And I got out of the car to look. And of course the clanking sound was my first set of keys that I'd left in the door. They'd been in the door the whole time. So how does that happen? How is it that we can kind of go into this trance where we just sort of have amnesia for everything that came before or everything that came after or from any other way of seeing things? Well, it's just a natural focusing function of the mind. Your mind consciously can only pay attention to between 5 and 9 things. So everything else that you take in, you're taking in with your other mind, your unconscious mind. And when what's going on in that unconscious mind becomes more interesting than what's going on outside of you, you go into a kind of a trance, or if one bit of what's going on outside of you becomes more interesting than what's going on inside, you go into a different kind of a trance. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being in trance in this way. There's nothing wrong with living this way until it becomes a trance that has limits in it, until it becomes a place where you think you can't do something because you start start to believe that what you're perceiving is real and not just a trance. There's a story I wrote in my new book, Feel Happy Now, which is just coming out in the UK, that I just want to read, and then we'll be going to the phones. Numbers to call, 1-866-254-1579. It's toll-free. From outside the United States, you can ring us on 001-760-918-4300. Just listen to this story. Imagine you're dreaming the most incredibly vivid dream of your life. And this is a teacher talking to a student. And he says, in the dream, you seem to be some sort of an adventurer. And each adventure brings with it new challenges and creative solutions. You experience many wonderful things, and some not so wonderful. You come to realize that in your dream, in your trance, anything is possible. On one of your adventures, you encounter a very high wall. So you imagine yourself a rope and climb to the top. In another, you're falling off a cliff. But before you reach the ground, you begin to fly. Eventually, you begin to look forward to each new adventure. Until one time, for no apparent reason, everything seems to go wrong. It's dark. So dark that you can't see your hand in front of your face. And even before you can hear or see anything, you sense danger. Strange and uncomfortable sounds begin crawling out from the depths of your imagination and coming closer. Cautiously, you strike a match. Everywhere you look, you're surrounded by the most hideous creatures you've ever seen. You try to run, but your legs will not move. You try to scream, but no sound will come out. Everything you've learned up to this point seems to abandon you, and the likelihood of a hideous death surrounds you. What would you do? Well, the student seemed lost in thought, kind of a thinking trance for many moments. And the teacher could see a range of fearful emotions play across her face as she lived the scenario fully in her mind. Suddenly, without warning, she opened her eyes and began to laugh. I know what I would do, the student said. I would wake up. And that's the wonderful thing about a trance. Trances can be great fun to go into and spend time in, but if you find yourself stuck in some kind of a trance, you know, and by trance, again, I just mean a limited focus of attention where you can only see things in one way, then one of the best ways to get out of it is just to wake up. I'll be sharing with you tips to wake up throughout the show, and one of the simplest is just, you can do it right now, is just stop. Whatever you're doing, stop. Don't move your body. Don't move your eyes. And just scan your body. Just notice where in your body are you tense, where are you relaxed. Just notice any images going through your mind, anything that you might be saying to yourself. And just by using that stop in the midst of the day, it's like a sudden, short, sharp wake up from trance. And then, of course, you will go off into other trances as you go, but it becomes easier and easier to wake up the more you practice. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara in Sacramento. Barbara, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Boy, I could totally relate to the key story. Yeah, for the past few weeks, month or so, I've been dealing with a situation that feels like I'm in a trance, and I don't like it. I have an adult child who has a substance problem, and I've been the one having to deal with helping her and getting her help and taking care of her things and, you know, trying not to do too much, but giving her the help that she really needed so she didn't die. And it's had me completely oblivious to the rest of the world. And I need, you know, what can you say when something like that's going on that just takes over your life?
Well, what,
you really
the way
can't
you've
get
described
out of it.
The way you've described it is quite beautiful, Barbara, because that's a description of a trance. It's like everything is narrowed down and this is all your world has become this one thing.
Absolutely. I love your descriptions. I mean, I've never thought of it that way before. So
And so the thing is, you can there's a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously you could switch trances and you could delete that bit of your life and focus on another, but that's probably not terribly practical or useful.
Yeah.
So a more useful thing is just to broaden the trance. Start to see what's happening as a part of your life and not your whole life. And I'm just going to give you one of the many ways you could do that. Okay, so what I want you to do is you ever make a collage when you were a little girl?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Okay, so
I still
in your
make
mind,
them.
What I want you to do, okay, great, cool. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you're making a collage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want the first picture that you put, I want you to cut up do you have a pet?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to cut out a picture of your favorite pet and stick that on the collage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I want you to take your three favorite people in the world, mm-hmm. the people that just make you smile when you think about them now,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to cut out pictures of them and stick them on the collage.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been on holiday?
Not
on
for a while.
No. But have you ever been on one?
Sure.
Okay, and yeah. have you had some nice holiday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to take some of those holiday snaps, some of those holiday pictures,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to put them in the collage.
Okay.
Okay. So starting to fill it up. So you've got your holiday pictures, you've got the people that you love, you've got your pet,
mm-hmm.
and let's see what else. Is there anywhere you'd really love to go?
Yeah.
You know, somewhere
I
in the world, like
so.
Places
sure.
you've like I've always dreamed of going to the Taj Mahal. You got
mm-hmm.
anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I don't dream dreams too much anymore, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Them.
We're just making a collage here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go ahead and put those up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have there been times in your life where you've surprised yourself with how capable you were?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Okay, so go ahead and put some pictures of those up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Until basically your collage is almost full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a small spot just somewhere towards the bottom of the collage,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to put in a picture of you caring for your adult child with a substance
problem.
Okay. And I want you to look at that picture, that collage,
mm-hmm.
and let your eye move around the collage so you're seeing the different things. You're seeing the pet, you're seeing the holidays, you're seeing the places you'd love to go, you're seeing the you with your child, you're seeing, you know, those times where you've been really strong, and just till you can see the whole thing all at once.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Yeah. Well, it certainly reduces the current drama down to size.
And that's exactly, it reduces
yeah.
the current drama down to size. And that's really what the whole trance idea is about.
Mm-hmm.
Is instead of it becoming one great big picture that this is your life, you're getting to pull back from it, almost push it off into the distance a little bit, shrink
mm-hmm.
it down, and see that it fits into a whole life. And while it may not be your favorite picture,
you mean like
it is a part of your wonderful life.
Yeah, just take a little time to see the rest of the world for a few minutes.
Absolutely, and you can give yourself those little breaks. You know, even if it's funny, you know, we think we need a huge break, but if we take lots of little ones,
mm-hmm.
if we take lots of little holidays in our mind,
mm-hmm.
and if you just teach yourself, just practice that when you think of it, you'll start to notice, oh my gosh, I'm blowing it up again, I'm making this the whole thing. Just shrink it back down and just stick it in as a part of your wonderful life.
Awesome.
All right, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Phoning
Thank
in, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we are coming up on a break. We will be back with more of your calls. John, Nick, and Maggie, hang on. You're next in the queue. Numbers to call, 1-866-254-1579 from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. We're talking about trends that people live, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Welcome back indeed. It was interesting. I was listening to those commercials, and two of them were about dreaming. And, of course, dreaming is a kind of a trance that we all go into on a daily basis. And, of course, daydreaming is a kind of a waking trance. And here's a little exercise. You can just try this. A mini experiment. So while you're listening to the show, just become aware of the fact that there's someone listening to it. That is, there's someone listening out through your ears and taking in the information. And in fact, that same someone, if you really pay attention, you may notice that they're looking through your eyes, although you might not have been fully aware of that until I mentioned it. And this process of just being aware of the fact that you're there while you're there is called self-remembering. And it's about dividing your attention in every circumstance between what you're doing and the consciousness of the one who's doing it. So you're present not only to your experience, but also to the experiencer. And the effect of doing that over time is that you begin to create a sort of a constant I, as in I am. And that constant I, Richard Moss used to call it the I that is we, is like an objective witness. And when that objective witness is really established, then it becomes a lot easier to really create change and to grow spiritually, to transcend the limits of your personality, your conditioning, your circumstances, And really, it's almost like a rule of thumb. Before you can change, you have to actually exist. And you exist in and around and through the trance. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John in London. John, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, well, welcome to you, because, of course, you're in my city for a change.
I am. I'm on your turf. Thanks for letting me in, man.
I guess my question is around, I've broken out of a trance recently. I've been doing my NLP practitioner, just finished that. And that sort of brought me out of a debilitating cycle with a health condition. And something I've really noticed with a dream going forward is there are almost too many options, which is sending me into a different type of trance, almost holding me up.
Okay. Holding you up as in you're going to fall if you don't do it?
No, it's like it's that line from When Harry Met Sally where, you know, when you realize you meet the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start right now, and I can't get to that moment where it starts, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah, that is a kind of a trance, and it's a future trance, is what I'd call it. And because it's keeping you from noticing. See, the whole thing about a trance, the reason trances can be limiting is because they keep you from noticing what else is going on. And so what your trance right now is keeping you from noticing that this is it. There's nowhere to get. You're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get that, and I'm much more present. I'm much more in touch with my other than conscious mind than I've been in many years. I've learned to trust my mind. I've fought back with a long, debilitating cycle of bipolarity, and learning to trust my mind and my emotions has been a big thing for me. And I can get there. I guess it's just, I know I have a number of dreams that I want to sort of realize, and it's almost like a child in a sweet shop. Which one first?
All right. Well, let's take that analogy. Okay, child in a sweet shop. Give me, name three of the sweeties.
Pineapple chunks, I guess refreshers, and probably lemon drops.
Okay, grab a pineapple chunk. Put it in your mouth. Begin to taste it. Are you feeling bad and guilty that you aren't eating the other candy yet?
No.
Okay, so what if you just did that with your life?
I guess I'm ready to do that. My problem is, not a problem, my concern is my intention is to vault across the Atlantic and come over to your current turf, into the U.S., and it's, do I transfer with the current skills I have, or do I try and build something new? Do I?
Here's the interesting thing, John. Whenever somebody's kind of caught in a future trance, the same kind of pattern is always there, which is they begin feeling regret before they actually do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's not just you. It is actually a very common pattern. Is people start to feel bad about how they might feel if they make a choice and later go back and feel bad about not having made a different choice. I mean, it's quite a complex process. And the trick is to recognize that you will never know what the right choice is. So it's a non-starting game. If you are trying to find the right choice, you're kind of screwed. Because even if you love the choice you've made, you'll never know what could have been down one of the other paths. So instead of trying to find the right choice, a much simpler way is just to ask yourself, well, what appeals to me right now? So if you could just pick and it didn't matter, what would you pick? What would you choose to do in the next 2 weeks?
In the next 2 weeks, I'd probably sign myself up in advance for some coaching training I've been looking at doing.
Okay, and if 2 weeks from now, you ask yourself that same question, what would I love to do? What just feels good? What do I fancy doing for the next 2 weeks, given, you know, all the different candies in the candy shop?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different one. Would you in any way have lost out by having signed up for that coaching training?
No, not even at all.
It can be that simple if you let it be.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I'll be seeing you next Saturday, not Saturday week, so you can ask me then. But
okay, well, fantastic. Come up and remind me, and I'll look forward to finding out how it went.
All right, thank you very much, Michael.
All right, John, thanks for phoning. Okay, let's go to Nick in Phoenix. Nick, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Yes, hi, Michael. Glad to be able to talk to you. It's trying to hold a couple of times during the show. It was just hard to get through you. And
glad you persisted.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. And pretty big fan of yours. I ordered a book when he came, You Can Have What You Want, through London. My brother lives there. I just had a tough time finding it, so I have to wait through Hay House. But anyway, to make a story short, talking about trance and everything else, I find myself, I don't want to say I'm emotionally attached to the food. I'm not overweight by no means, pretty much good weight and everything, but they usually go in trance. When I eat and then I think about stuff that I would really like to do on the side besides my job that I'm pretty, I don't want to say content, but it's pretty good job as far as providing me food and income for my family and myself as well. My question is, when you get into trance and you're pretty much emotionally attached to your thinking, when you think about something, is this something that you should pursue? This is maybe just some fantasy of yours that you think and it's just kind of like a dream when you were a little young or things like that.
I find a good rule of thumb, and this is just a rule of thumb, okay? I can't tell you, you know, obviously based on, you know, 45 seconds
right.
What you should do with your life, but what I can tell you is a good rule of thumb is if you've got hold of the thought and you're playing with the thought and you like the thought, you play with the thought, and the more you play with it, the more you like it,
right?
Then that's great to pursue. If the thought has you, then you might just want to give yourself some distance from it, let go of attaching to it a little bit, just push it off into the distance, kind of maybe see yourself in it as if it's happening to somebody who looks and sounds remarkably like you, so that you can just also look at it from a slightly objective point of view. So here's a way that I sometimes like to do that, is go ahead and what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine, Nick, that it's, let's say it's a year from now.
Right.
All right, and let's say that you did this thing that you're thinking about and dreaming about.
Right.
Okay? And it's gone pretty well. It hasn't gone perfectly, but it hasn't gone badly.
Right.
Okay? What have you learned in the last year? How's your year been?
Right. Probably would have been rough initially. I think I'll be happy and satisfied if I would attain it, but I think it'd probably be rough initially.
Okay. And, you know, now with the benefit of hindsight, having called my radio show a year ago,
right?
You know, if you were going to go back and do it again, what would you do differently?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm really not sure about that. Basically, what it is just, you know, I see so many companies, the company that I'm working for, you see how pretty much majority of CEOs lost touch with reality with the people. And I always see myself working with the people, being like a leader or CEO and trying to help them out. Not so much for the money, just beyond the money means. It's more of a to say, hey, you know, there was a guy who really tried to make a difference and you know, something like that. And I don't know if this is my ego.
Here's a question for you, Nick, okay, because we're coming up on a break. Let me ask you just a short, sharp question.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure. That's what I was. I mean, I'm not sure. I say yes.
I think what you're trying to do, and a lot of people try to do this, is you're trying to get assurance up front that you're not going to regret it later.
Right.
And no such thing. Because
yeah.
Even if everyone agrees with you, they're not going to have to take the flack later.
Right.
So you do your ecology checks. You check it out. You make sure that, okay, if this doesn't go the way that I want it to go, I'm going to be okay with that. And then if you want to do it, you do. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for phoning, Nick. We will be back with more of your calls. Maggie and Christina and Valerie, you're next up in the queue. And we're going to be right back right after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are back. We're talking about trances people live. And if you want to talk with me about how to have more of what you want in any area of your life, you can call 1-866-254-1579. Or if you're outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. And John was just mentioning that he's coming to see me. If you're in the UK and you want to come see me on the 28th of April, I'll be doing a one-day event based on my new book, Feel Happy Now. and be sharing a lot of the just really amazing things you can begin to do with your own brain to feel happier, feel better, deal with depression, deal with stress, deal with anxiety, and just create more good feelings in your body and in your life. So if you come down, please do introduce yourself as a listener to the show. And in the meantime, let's talk with Maggie in Michigan. Michigan Maggie, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Michael. I guess I seem to fall into almost like a daily trance. I find myself, I wake myself up from things. Like, I was in a miserable job for about 5 or 6 years. I left that. Started a new job. Actually, I made sort of a collage like you were telling the first person, but I called it my dream board, and I put up things that I wanted to happen. And one of those things was a local talk radio show, which I just started, but now I'm like really nervous. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of like buyer's remorse to get a new car or something.
All right, so what would be great to come off this call with that you didn't come on the call with, or to come off the call without that you brought with you onto the call?
Maybe more confidence in my abilities and in my choices that I make for myself.
Okay. As a radio show host?
As a radio
show host.
Or just
generally in life?
Confidence myself that even if I take a step in the wrong direction or take a step backwards, that I can always just pick myself up. And
let me tell you what I think is the real secret of confidence, okay? Because, you know, I've done all the stuff. Look, there's no question about it. You want to feel more confident, you stand up straight, you put your shoulders back, you put your eyes up, put a smile on your face. You can't help but feel better in yourself, okay? That at one level, there's that trick.
Okay,
that's neat. You can do that. You can do that in the moment. And sometimes, you know, if you're on air, you may as well just do that.
Right.
You know, you'll find that there's a certain way that if you sit a certain way, you stand a certain way, you put your attention on your tummy, sort of low, a little bit below your belly button, like a minute below your, a thumb's length below your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your attention down there and you really focus your attention down there, it'll ground your body and you'll feel more confident. You can imagine yourself like Superwoman. You know, with a cape, you can imagine the cape coming down your shoulders and going down to the floor. And again, if you do any of these things, you can't help but feel a little bit more confident. Imagine what it would be like right now if there was another Maggie in front of you and she was just a little bit more confident than you are. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Okay. Step into that, Maggie, so that you're seeing through her eyes and hearing through her ears and feeling what it feels like to have been just a little more confident than you were a few moments ago. And imagine that in front of you now is another Maggie who's just a little bit more confident than that first Maggie.
Right.
Okay, step into that one. And see through her eyes, hear through her ears, feel how it feels to be her. And notice that in front of you now is another Maggie who's a little bit more confident.
Mm-hmm.
And step into her. What's it feel like inside there?
Well, I'm feeling better.
Okay, so you can do that. Any one of these things are great tricks. You can do them any time. Here's what I think is the real secret of confidence. And it's recognizing that confidence doesn't come from you know, anything other than being really, really comfortable with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And who you are is somebody who's sometimes confident and sometimes not. And it's somebody who sometimes is really clever and funny and sometimes isn't. And it's someone who's sometimes really insightful and sometimes isn't. And it's someone who probably sometimes really likes herself and thinks good things about herself and sometimes thinks, oh, my God, why would anyone want to listen to me?
Right, or what in the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, that's a good one. And that's the thing. You know, in a way, look, you can do all of the tricks, and I absolutely recommend them, and you know, as and when I need them, I'm happy to pull them out of my toolbox as well.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, what gives me my sense of sort of overriding confidence is just an awareness that, you know what, this is me.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be anything other than that, so I can't get caught out.
Right.
See, this is my whole problem with fake it till you make it. See, if you fake it till you make it, oh, I'm going to pretend, I'm going to act confident, and then I'll be confident. Well, but, you know, then you're a fraud. And you're going to worry about people catching you out.
Right.
You know what? If you're nervous, say you're nervous. If you're not sure if something you said made any sense, go, wow, I have no idea if that made any sense.
It does. Because, I mean, there are times I just tell myself, well, just fake it until you make it. But then, like you said, you do feel almost fraudulent, like, well, what if somebody notices that I'm just faking it?
Right. And see, if you just come out as an idiot right up front, I mean, that's just my way. You know, but then, you know, what's somebody going to say? They're going to say, you're an idiot, and I'm going to say, I told you that.
Right.
And the reality is, Maggie, you wouldn't have done it if there wasn't something in you that knew that you could do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And by taking away the idea that you've got to be perfect from day one, and everything has to be brilliant, and there can't be any mistakes, mm-hmm. and you recognizing, you know what, it's going to be good when it's good, and it's going to suck when it sucks. Where's the pressure in that?
Did you hear the first show? No, I'm just kidding.
See, no, you're actually, coming out of yourself already. I mean, that's it.
No, actually, I did get a compliment from one of the other people at the radio station. And because I had never done a radio show or interview or anything like that. And he said, well, if you were to compare my first time on the radio to your first time on the radio, he looked at me and he said, you kicked my ass.
And look, and that's the thing. So
you
know what? You play that tape for yourself in your head before you go on. And you play it again and again, and you recognize that after you've done 50 shows, you're going to be 50 shows better than you were on your next show.
Right.
And in that way, a lot of the confidence just comes from preparation, from having done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you can run it in your mind. You can rehearse it in your mind. You can run through the show in your mind and imagine it going really, really well.
Oh,
and then
I
imagine yourself
that.
Feeling really good as it goes. And then imagine like a difficult caller comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine yourself dealing with that fairly well.
Okay.
And then imagine them the great caller. And imagine you get some confidence. Imagine maybe a little another little challenge. But you deal with that as best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And just run it and run it and run it in your mind till your mind goes, yeah, I got it. I know. We host a radio show. And when you get to that point where it's almost like, oh, God, oh, you want me to do this again?
Yeah.
Then confidence won't be an issue anymore. And you can start focusing on things that matter, like, how can I make this fun for the listener?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make this interesting? How can I really engage with the callers? Those are much more interesting questions than how can I feel more confident?
Right.
And they're going to lead to a much more interesting radio show as well.
Good point. Very good point.
Thank you. I made it myself. Thank you for phoning, Maggie.
Thank you.
Good luck with your show.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go right on. Let's go to Christina in Rancho Cucamonga. Christina, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Oh, wow. Finally.
Thanks for holding.
Oh, my pleasure. I just have to say, you know, I'm recently at you with the Hay House Radio, and I find it as a fantastic resource. And I've just been, you know, trying to learn different things and different aspects of using so many things. And at times it's overwhelmingly confusing, and sometimes like, oh, wow, that's great. And but right now on the personal level, it's just been, I've been trying to learn about manifesting and meditating. And I'm under the, right now on the process of job hunting and trying to find out. I've been out of the workforce for 4 years. So,
all right, so
coming back into
we're coming up on a break. I'm going to keep you on over the break, if you'll hold over the break.
Sure.
But just before we go to break, what would be the difference you'd like in your life after you get off the phone with me from right now?
The difference would be having the guidance of what to focus on to get to where.
In relation to what? What to focus on in relation to?
Finding the right job.
Okay, perfect. So here's what I want you to do as we go into break. You've listened to the show before. You'll have heard this. If not, you get to do it for the first time. Go ahead and put your hand on your heart.
Uh-huh.
And go ahead and breathe into your heart. And think a happy thought. Just think about somebody that you love, someone that loves you. Just really put your attention on your physical heart and on the good feeling of your heart. Just ask yourself over the break, what's a better way for me to take care of myself in relation to this that's going to minimize my stress about this now and in the future?
Okay.
And just keep thinking about that over the break. And when we come back from the break, I want to find out what you found out from your heart. And we're going to be back. We're going to be back. Valerie, Catherine, and Thomas, you're next up in the queue. And Trans People Live. We'll be right back after this.
This is You Can Have What You Want with Michael Neal.
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are back. Just before we go back to Valerie, I want you to try something. Go ahead and just, you can do this with your eyes open or closed, just begin counting your breaths. So just let each complete breath, breathing in and breathing out, count as one. Now, if you're kind of off in a trance, what's going to happen is you're going to lose count before you get to 10, or you're going to give up because it's pointless and you've got a lot to do and you're listening to the show and people are staring because you're doing this in an internet cafe and it's stupid and you could get to 10 if you really wanted to. And look, the sooner you lose count, that just means the deeper you are in some sort of other trance. And if you want to wake yourself up from that trance, just so you can choose a better trance, just focus in on the breathing, start again at 1, and carry on until you can get to 10. It doesn't matter how many times you lose count, because by the time you get to 10, you're going to be feeling more alert, more centered, and more together than you were before. Okay, let's go back to, I think I said Valerie, it is Christina. Christina, welcome back. What did your heart have to tell you?
Oh, my heart has to tell me is I appreciate all the smiles of my family. That I love their faces. I love their happy faces. And most of all, my husband's smile.
Mm-hmm.
He's my soulmate. And I feel that time may come that I need to take care of him as well.
Okay. So in the context of that, in the context of a life that's filled with people who love you and people that you love,
yes,
what would be the next step in finding the right job for you? Just the next step.
That is very difficult. That's where I'm stuck at. What is
okay,
the next
know
step?
Okay, do you know what you don't want to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've got a comprehensive list.
Yes.
Okay. So what's on the short list or the long list of things that you might want to do?
I do want to work with people.
Okay.
I do want to have interaction with people. I do not want to be
okay, that rules
behind
out
a
monk.
Behind a dry desk, behind a dry, you know, a rut routine.
Do you know what I'm going to say, Christina? And I don't know why I'm going to say this, which is why I'm going to say it. Is I'm going to just say, have you read any of Barbara Scher's books?
No.
Okay. I want you to go online or wherever you like to get books.
Uh-huh.
I want you to pick up a couple of Barbara Scher books and just get whichever ones appeal to you. She's got a new book on scanners. She's got a book called, I Could Do Anything If I Only Knew What It Was. She's got a book called Live the Life You Love. She's got a book called Wishcraft. And basically, she is one of the most wonderful, enlightened job counselors that I've ever come across. And she's fun, she's feisty, she's got great technique. You can also find her at barbarascher.com, S-H-E-R. And I think just go play there. Since you don't know what your next step is, go ahead and make that your next step.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee it'll move you on.
Yeah,
it'll at
like
least
I,
help
know,
you to find your next step.
Yeah, I mean, going through the agencies, like I said, you know, and going through agencies and posting my resume online and getting some calls that I'm kind of like leery of what kind of calls am I getting or what.
Right. So look,
you know,
so
and
what's it going to hurt to do something different?
Right. No, I'm open to anything different.
And what you can also do is when you've done that, you can go ahead and come visit geniuscatalyst.com, go on the forums, you get the MNCT radio forum, and if after you've played with some of Barbara's stuff, you've got more questions, go ahead and post them there and I'll be happy to answer them online. Other people come online. It's just going to move you out of, because right now you're in the I'm stuck and there's nothing I can do trance. And just doing anything is going to begin to break that trance and move you forward.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, it's just
okay,
like,
thanks
I feel
for
like,
phoning
I've,
in.
Like I've had, you know, short-term results, and it's like, what's going to happen or when's it going to, you know.
Yeah, you've gone right back into your trance. So, Christina, I'm just going to leave you with that. Go do it. If you do it, you're welcome to come back on the forums. You're welcome to phone back in and tell me about the next step, but not until after you've done something different. Thanks for phoning in. Let's go to Valerie, this time for real, in Florida. Valerie, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Hi, this is my first time
tuning into
it's my first time too.
Hey Health Radio.
No, it's
and
so what can I do for you today, Valerie?
Well, yeah, I've had a challenge with the weight for quite some time, and it's gotten to the point where it has affected my back, the lower part of my back. And, I mean, I know the right things to do. I can get on a regimen sometime, and then I just kind of
What are the right things to do? I'm just curious, which right things? Because there's about 5,000 different diet books.
Yes,
I'm sure you
that
find 1,000 different right things.
Well,
so which right things
food,
do you know to do?
The right foods.
Okay, here, Valerie, we're going to do some quick bibliotherapy coaching here. I seem to be on a roll. I want you to pick up a copy of a book called I Can Make You Thin by Paul McKenna. You might have to order it through Amazon.co.uk, but I think you can also get it through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with Paul on developing this book and the system in this book, and it is not food-based. Okay, it's not about what you eat.
Okay.
It's about your awareness. It's about not going off in some ways. It's about waking up from the different kind of eating trances that we all go into and the different emotional trances that cause us to keep eating long
that
after our bodies are sated.
Yeah.
Get the book. It comes with a hypnosis CD.
Oh.
And, you know, it's not going to cost you very much. And it's just, it is 71% when they did the studies of people who used the system. Not only lost weight, but kept it off. There's nothing you have to buy. There's no long-term thing.
Yes,
it's very simple. It's very direct. It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take you less than an hour to read and get started.
Oh, and again, the name of it is...
I can't recommend anything better than that.
I Want to Think Thin? Is that
I Can Make You Thin.
Oh, I Can Make You Thin. Mm-hmm. Another thing...
And when you've done that, again, same kind of thing. When you've got it and you've started to play with it, if you have questions about it, you're always welcome to phone back. You're always welcome to go on the forums, because a lot of the people on the forums at GeniusCatalyst.com will have done that program. And a lot of them have lost, like, a big weight, like 60 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds. It's not just for, you know, little changes.
Yes. Oh, I see. Beautiful. Well,
all right, Valerie. I'll look forward to hearing your success story soon.
Oh,
and,
yes. Okay.
Thank you for phoning in. Welcome for your first time. Was it all right? Was I gentle with you?
Yes, that was...
All right, thank you for phoning in. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas in Long Island. Thomas, we've got a couple minutes. What can I do for you?
Hi. No, I'm just very interested in this. I just wanted to know basically how I can put it into my life. I do affirmations. I do visualizations. This is very interesting. I never heard of this before. You know, it almost sounds like being in the moment, being present. You know,
Yeah, there is almost like a present moment trance, too. You know, in a way, it's all trances, because anytime you lock your conscious mind into one thing, you're in a trance. Now, some of those trances are really useful. The present moment trance is a really nice one.
Okay.
And a very practical one. But that's also just another trance.
Yeah.
Because your attention is fixed in one place.
Okay.
So let's see if this will make it practical for you. Hey, here's my favorite exercise. This actually comes from Tibetan Buddhism, and it's an idea that they have that they call undistracted non-meditation. And I've always loved this, because meditation and trance are similar phenomenon. With meditation, you focus your senses on one thing. Meditation, in some ways, one of the definitions of meditation is concentration.
Right.
Where you're focused in on one thing. Non-meditation...
Right.
Is where you're not focusing on any one thing. You're allowing your mind to go where it goes. But undistracted non-meditation is where you allow your mind to go where it goes, but you don't let it get fixated on something outside. So, like, you don't let it get fixated on that pretty girl or on that television set or on what's coming out over there.
Right.
So
okay, that's totally
an easy way to practice... Yeah. Undistracted non-meditation, and the wonderful thing about that is that is the technique that more than anything else that I find helps people get out of trance and stay out of trance, is a really simple exercise I learned from my friend Peter Fenner, who's a professor of Buddhism, a former Tibetan monk. And all you have to do, three rules, okay? Number one, just sit there. Number two, don't get up. Number three, let your mind do whatever it does.
Okay, that's so interesting.
That may sound, I don't know if that sounds simple or that sounds complex to you, but if you
well,
do that
just
for 20
completely
minutes
opposite.
A day.
It's just completely opposite.
If you're willing to do that for 20 minutes a day,
Okay.
I will tell you, in 1 week's time, I want you to get back in touch with me. Again, you can get in touch through the forums at geniuscatalyst.com.
Okay.
You will have an entirely different experience of trance and of any other meditation you may practice.
20 minutes
you up
a day.
For
yeah.
20 minutes
okay.
a day. All right, go for it. I look forward to hearing from you in a week's
Thank
time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for phoning in. Thank you all for listening to the show. I have had a good time here from my London remote studio. And we will be back next week. Again, I'll still be in London. I think I didn't mention, if you want to come see me in London, the place to find the information, just go to hayhouse.co.uk, and they have all the information on their site there. I hope you've had fun. I have learned things. I will talk to you in 1 week's time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.